следующие замечания и комментарии.
I would like to make the following comments on Article 7. Overall, we note that the human rights reflected in the convention has been already covered in one way or another in international law. And states have their own obligations in order to ensure compliance with human rights. For example, access to justice and the remedies that are described in Article 7 have already been long enshrined in international law, including procedural guarantees. Access to justice is based on the 1948 Universal Declaration, International Covenant on Political and Civil Rights of 1966. In this respect, we have to assess the value added represented by this article. We believe that it is also necessary to be consistent in the terminology that we used related to the protection of individuals. In the renewed version of the convention, we see the following language used: women and groups in vulnerable or marginalized situations faced in assessing such mechanisms and remedies, 7.1 of Article 7. And the when we try to apply this document, we may face different interpretations and the effective realization of the norms contained in the document. We also have questions related to paragraph 7.4a, where we see a reduction of financial burden for victims related to means of legal protection. We have to remember that in legal practice, we have cased of unworthy attempts to bring those who are presenting lawsuits to legal authority. We also draw attention to the fact that in 7.4d of Article 7, we have a reference to the inversion, reversing the burden of proof. And we reaffirm our position that this approach is unacceptable, something that contradicts the presumption of innocence and the burden for presenting evidence that the parties to civil case are presenting. Thank you very much, Chair.